Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. The WIP Afternoon Show on a Hurts Day. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, sun is shining. We're locked away in the studio just like I like it. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, brother Spike. This is a very good Hurts Day. Listen, fightings, I've already taken three of four. Last night was a clear dominating statement win from the fightings. Jackie Baseball, got to be feeling good in there. Holla at your boy.
Kind of feels like the year.
Might be the year.
Might be the year.
I think
What?
We have a big show for you today.
Yeah.
Sheil Kapadia joins us at 3 o'clock.
Sheil.
Mike Mayock joins us at 4 o'clock.
Mayo.
Anything else good? Probably lots of other good stuff.
The top 5 at 5?
Top 5 at 5. It's going to be a... But I cannot...
No leading off for you guys.
No leading off for us. This is the year for the Phillies. Like, they have it. Like, during this whole series with the Mets, I just keep waiting for it to be a disappointment or for them to come back to, like, Earth or whatever. This team reminds me of the 2017 Eagles. The way that the 2017 Eagles had, we always talk about the Carson Wentz injury, but there were far more injuries than just Carson Wentz in the 2017 Eagles. And what did they do? They lost their best player. They lost several other players. They rallied around it, and they went and they won the whole damn thing. This Phillies team is 10 games up in the division after losing Zach Wheeler and then losing Trey Turner. They are 10 games up in the division. They're 2.5 games out of the best record in baseball. They're 4 games ahead of the Dodgers, who we all thought were going to like break every record for wins this year. They're playing their best baseball of the year. They have lost Zach Wheeler this year, their best player. They have lost Bryce Harper for a month. They lost Alec Boehm for several weeks. They lost Aaron Nola for 2.5 months. They lost Alvarado for 60 games. Won't have him in the playoffs. Like, it just, and they just keep pushing through. And then their response, not only to the Zach Wheeler injury, which I thought was, you know, important that they respond, but how they responded after getting embarrassed in Citi Field. Like, they got embarrassed in Citi Field, and they turned around. They won a series against the Brewers. They've continued to win. And here in this series against the Mets, they have taken it to them. Like, this series has not—I know one of the games was close, but the series overall has not been close. The manager is doing things the manager hasn't ever done. And I would say this. Like, you know, if I am looking for who is the Nick Foles— of this team, if I'm saying this team is just like the 2017 Eagles, it's Bader. Like, it's Harrison Bader. It is, I thought Nick Foles brought an energy that that team needed at that time. The same way that I think Harrison Bader has done this. Like, Harrison Bader is not afraid of the Mets. You know, they needed some guy who does not have, you know, the same sort of, you know, demons in the closet that the previous team did. This team just keeps doing it. They're going to win the World Series. This is the year for the Phillies.
They're going to win the World Series.
They are going to win the World Series. This team is going to win the World Series. This team is not only good enough, but they're playing the right ball at the right time.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
this team is going to win the World Series. This is the year. We can get behind them. Do not be afraid. I know lineup go cold and bullpen and blah, 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 blah. I get it. This team has it. They have it. This is the year.
So this is the only thing I would ask.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah.
Because I know where I'm going to be at.
Yep.
Are you going to be disappointed, upset if they don't win the World Series?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Now.
All right. Well, yesterday you were happy just to be where we are.
Here's what I'd say 2 days ago. But okay. What I would say is with. However they lose in the playoffs, if they lose in the playoffs, I will be upset at the moment.
Okay.
I think once there is time separated, you could look back at the season and say, oh, man, they lost to the Yankees in six and this happened or whatever. And, like, you can give it context afterwards. Obviously, I'll be upset. But this team, like, you, what I would say about this team is this is what we were looking for. This is what we're looking for. We're not looking for a team that the numbers add up, and but we don't quite feel it, right? They had the best record in baseball three quarters through the year last year, went to the playoffs. We could all sort of feel it. Even though we convinced ourselves it wasn't going to be that way in the playoffs, we could all sort of feel
it. I hear you, and I'm with you.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like everybody else feels that way. That's not the prevailing feeling that I get.
I don't know what they're missing.
From fans.
I don't know what they're missing.
It's previous failures that prevents you from just suspending all your concerns and caution and everything else, and it won't allow some people to buy all the way in. But you're all the way in.
I'm
with you. I'm all the way in. We know Jackie Baseball is all the way in. I think he's all the way in. You're all the way
Jackie
in there,
Baseball?
Fritzy?
This is the year.
It feels like the year. It feels like the year. Like, last year didn't feel like. This is totally different than last year. Everything was trending down. They had the wrong feeling. Like, there was some, like, there was talk last night with these guys about how they're excited to go to the ballpark every day. And, like, even when they're on the bench, they feel like they're contributing. There's a legitimate feeling. And you know what I like, too? Is I think they took that Met series personally up there, and they're taking it back to this team tonight. And they end it tonight.
Oh, you think they get the sweep?
Yeah, I think I think they end it tonight.
Oh, yeah, the Mets have thrown in a towel. Yeah.
They do look a little throwing the towel.
Yes.
But see, here's the thing. I think we've made the Mets thing bigger than we should have made it, right?
Well, it was pretty embarrassing.
And now we feel like we've conquered it, so now everybody feels great.
I don't think they've conquered the Citi Field thing.
Mets thing. Yes. We didn't feel this way last week.
No, of course not.
So it's obviously the more wins that they get, and this was a big series. I get it. All I'm saying is that I want it to be a true feeling that I believe they're going to win the World Series. I think I'm more in the feeling the hope they're going to win the World Series.
I get that. The difference between believing it will happen and hoping it will happen.
Yes,
I just like. The past failures, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But here is my point on that, is a team hasn't won the World Series until they win the World Series. All they have is past failures until they have a success.
Yeah.
The 2017 Eagles not only had, like, they had the entire franchise's weight on their backs.
Sure.
Like, we don't win the World Series. That's not what happened. Then when Carson Wentz went down, we're just like, oh, woe is us. You know, like, we can't win the World Series. But or win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But then you just do. And they have had past failures, but I also think
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
I don't know if people really believe they were going to win the Super Bowl. Until it happened. Until it happened, I think people were just happy. We hadn't got to remember, it's been 20 plus years since we made it to a Super Bowl. So getting to the Super Bowl with the backup quarterback at that point, we had already committed. You lose to Tom Brady, it's not a big deal. We made it to the Super Bowl. You don't have your starting quarterback. I don't believe everybody was like, yeah, we're going in here to beat the. Once you're in the Super Bowl, it's called false bravado. Because you're there. You got nothing else. I was on the air during that time.
Yeah, so I remember it differently. I was not on the air. Yeah. I remember as soon as we beat Minnesota, when I was...
I had to talk everybody off the ledge that Monday.
See, no,
after Carson, yeah.
After Carson. I'm talking about after we beat the Vikings in the NFC Championship game.
But
it's easy to jump
on board then.
Yes. Well, I'm jumping on board now. This is the year.
We barely
this
got by the Falcons.
But we did, because it was the year. Because it was the year.
All right.
This is the year. This is the year. It has all been building to this. All of the things that we doubted, right? We all wanted Max Kepler cut after the trade deadline, and the Phillies decided not to do it. And look, he is performing 5 RBIs last night. I was pissed off at the trade deadline that they didn't go get Stephen Kwan. And, like, look at this. They had the best trade deadline of anybody in baseball. I mean, the Mets trade for Ryan Helsley. The guy's got a 12 ERA up there last night.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is the team. And by the way, this run they've gone on over the last couple of weeks hasn't really been behind Harper or Schwarber. You have two guys who have not even really been producing that to an appropriate extent over the last couple of weeks. They're winning games without those guys performing. They're winning games now with Trey Turner on the IL. They're winning games having lost their best pitcher to a blood clot. Like, this is what it feels like when a team is trending the right way, going into the playoffs. We've been waiting for this. This is not lightning in a bottle. This is the culmination of the last few years. This is them putting all of it together. All the failures that you're talking about, that we all, they all went through them too. And this is them taking those failures and fixing the things that were wrong and battling through them. This is the year.
So you believe we got the pitching?
Yes.
To get through this?
I think we have the best pitching in the National League.
On all lefties.
Well,
you're a lefty guy.
And I mean, Nola.
They step up in big moments.
Well, you don't believe in Nola. So it's believing in the lefties. If we're being real.
Nola's fine. Nola's fine. We got to throw him out there as a start. It's fine. Yes. Nolan Kirkering, whatever.
Listen, you know I'm testing to see just how committed y'all are with this
Look,
thing.
I'm not like all in on Nola. But as far
as... He's the four. It's okay.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine.
And here's a message. Because I know those out there led by Ike.
How's it led by me? What am I doing?
It's okay to think the Eagles are the greatest, but also the little engine that could Phillies
with the Eagles.
Are chugging along. We're not going to take down the mantle of the Eagles.
It has nothing to do with the
Jump
Eagles.
Jump on board. We're a city of champions now. Yep. Jump on board.
Listen, I know that would be great for the show if you guys try to paint me in this corner as the Phillies
I would
doubter.
Never. That's
not going to work with me.
It's not. It's
I'm
not.
All in with the fightings.
You are.
All I'm simply saying is that it's still more of hope than it is. This feels like a team of destiny. This feels like a dominant, because either you're a team of destiny or you're just clearly better than everybody else.
Well, I don't think there's an argument that they're not better than everybody else.
Doesn't feel like it.
See, I feel differently. I feel differently on that point.
You didn't feel this way a week ago.
Well, a week ago after the...
It's the same baseball team from a week ago. They just happen to be winning now.
Yeah, but you're acting like it was a reaction to a series that I thought it was very clear. I thought the way they played in that series was unacceptable and they quit. But they have battled back from that. Like, this is
what I'm acting like is if... your emotions are riding with the team's wins and losses. When they lose, you're pissed off. You're upset. This person stinks. Bryce and his rivalry pack stinks.
Well, that
and everything
stink.
Else. And then when they start winning, now you feel like they're going to win the World Series. I want to make sure it's legit.
It is
this
legit.
This Jamotin here, his emotions go like this all the time. I expect you to be a little bit more stable.
This is
than Fritz.
Legit. This
I'm not
is
stable.
Legit.
No,
this
you're not stable. You're not stable, and it's understandable.
Thank you.
It's understandable.
This is legit. And, by the way, if Bryce puts on the rivalry pack again, I'm going to kill him again. But I still think they're going to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. Is this the year?
I just had to test it.
Do you believe it's the year or you just hope it's the year? But it is the year. That's the only correct answer.
Jack, Eagles fans are Phillies fans.
Yes.
I know. But again, they get a little Eagles elitism going sprinkled in there.
Do not create that division.
We are a uniter of a show.
We unite everybody.
He's not. That's his problem.
Well, I'm trying to unite. I'm trying to unite.
That's his problem. See, he wants to get into the whole, you can't come and join and celebrate with us instead of the other.
The only person I'm keeping out is Elliot. Okay. We do have a next question today. The winner gets a pair of tickets to the Fight on McKenna Foundation's Bite for the Fight Food Festival Saturday. That is 2 days from now, the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. For tickets, more information, bitefortheFight.com. Try food from all these different local places, celebrity chefs, all that stuff is great. So today is National Make Your Bed Day. Now, we know at the show, Ike is a bed must be made sort of guy. You're a bed maker guy.
Bed was made at 7:30 this morning.
And it is a pet peeve of Ike to have an unmade bed. So for next question today, we are going to ask a pet peeve of yours. You will call up with a sports point. We will say next question. We will ask your number one pet peeve. Jack, what do you got?
So I got a big answer,
okay,
per usual.
Yeah,
and I think that the person that does this should be arrested immediately if found, and that is someone that puts their little dog poop bag in an empty trash can on trash day.
There's nothing wrong with doing that on trash day.
When it's empty.
Well, okay, if it's already empty,
and it's
fine.
It's not my trash. You're putting your
dog
poop.
You're basically putting somebody else's putting their dog poop in your trash can.
If the trash has yet to be picked up, I think it's legal. If the trash has already been picked up, I get your point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
Yes.
On that perspective.
Drives me up a wall.
Okay. Do you have that happen to you?
Yeah, when I used to live in the borough.
All right.
Well,
what?
You shouldn't even be putting poop bags in the trash individually, In other words, so here's what
I do. Put them in a bag and then put that bag in the trash.
I have an actual bag for dog poop.
Yes.
That you put all the poop bags in there, you tie that up, and then you put that in the trash.
Yeah, we have a little thing by the garage. It's like a little metal can
strictly
with a bag.
For the dog. Yes, that's what I think you should do.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair. Ike, pet peeve?
That's me for my family that's listening. Listening to the show.
You're always sending messages to the family on
there.
I'm
just saying, subliminal messages there. Yes.
Ike, well, do you have a pet peeve aside from an unmade bed?
Of course I do. I got many, so let me give you this one.
All right.
Listen, and this is going to go for us tomorrow. And Justin, I hope you're listening. That's Justin.
Yes.
We're going out to dinner tomorrow.
We are, as a show.
A pet peeve of mine is...
Uh-oh.
The chewing with the mouth open.
Oh, it's the worst.
Nah, man.
It's the worst.
Come on, man.
Do you think... Now, I'm not a mouth open chewer.
I think we're good.
Eat.
I think Fritz is good.
I don't know about
I've eaten around him enough to know he doesn't really chew with his mouth open.
Yeah. I used to be an inhaler. You know?
Well, I'm still an inhaler.
What's that?
Just eat your food real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's still me. I think Justin could be a mouth open chewer.
He's like a church mouse. Are you kidding me? He's happy to be there. We already told him water and appetizer menu.
Yeah. Just be a fly on the wall there.
Don't even say a word.
If I notice you, it's going
to
be a problem.
Speak when spoken to.
Make him order for the happy hour menu. He'll have the small.
Tenders and fries.
He'll have the Clams Casino appetizer. That's what I'll have. All right. So mine is personal. Now, I'm wondering if I should do this.
Personal, of course.
Well, okay. My wife likes drinking seltzers.
There you go.
Okay. She likes drinking the canned seltzers, the flavored seltzers. We got a whole closet full of different flavored seltzers or whatever. She does leave the half-finished seltzers all over the house. There's cans.
That's a problem.
Cans everywhere. Now, I love her dearly, of course. She accepts my flaws. But if you're going to ask me what a pet peeve around the house is, the unfinished seltzer cans all over the house.
So I think if you asked Jill this question, it would be something similar.
Oh, do you do that as well?
I leave glasses everywhere. So I leave them in the bedroom. You know, it's probably three on my little nightstand.
Oh.
They just stay there for a couple days.
Yeah, it's gross, man.
Yeah, well, listen, what do you want me to do?
Not do it.
I guess that's an option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leaving dishes around the house.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Leaving half canned seltzer around the house.
Yep.
Come on, man. Just take it to the trash.
Look, and I want to be honest. I'm sure there's several things around the house I do that my wife has as pet peeve. But she doesn't have a radio show.
She doesn't have a show.
And I do. I'm sure she tells all of her friends and her coworkers.
Yep.
So plenty of people know. But I am saying that my wife, who I love and is beautiful, leaves the half-finished seltzer cans all over the house. And that is a bit of a pet peeve.
Did you know he goes to bed with socks on?
And a winter hat.
To bed fully dressed.
I do. Winter hat, two hoodies, especially. Now with the new windows, I might not need to now. You know, might not be cold.
No more drafty windows. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is it the year for the Phillies? Do you hope or do you believe? I believe. This series has totally sold me. They've battled back from adversity all year long. This team has what it takes. This is the Phillies team we've been waiting for. And next question for a pair of tickets to the Fight on McKenna Bite for the Fight Food Festival. That is, what is your number one pet peeve? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, A.J. Brown spoke about his limited touches in the offense, his limited targets, and his attitude moving forward. We will hear what A.J. had to say next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Is this starting to feel like the year for the Phillies? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Is this starting to feel like the year for the Phillies?
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to believe in it a little more, so I'll say the majority says yes. But not overwhelming. So I'll go 58% say yes.
Very close. 56.7%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of, because you mentioned the previous playoff failures. And I am at a disadvantage sometimes, having not lived and died through the first two playoff failures of this run. Like, I wasn't here in 22 and I wasn't here in 23. I know 23 was crushing.
22 wasn't a failure.
Yeah, 22 was good. I'm just saying of not winning a World Series, because you have to include all of it. Not being here in 23 is like, I watched it, but I wasn't as dialed in as I am now. So I don't have that baggage the way I think that other people have that baggage.
Yeah, well, 23, if they don't get it done, if they don't win the World Series with this run, that's going to be the one we look back on.
That's their Celtics series.
Yeah.
In the Sixers-Celtics thing, right?
You had 6-7 at home against an 84-win baseball team, and he couldn't close it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the one.
This feels like it. I remember at the close of last year where we looked at the season and we said, man, they were really hot for 6 weeks, and then this team was really just not that good coming down the stretch, the whole second half of the year. And when we talked to the players at spring training, they said, what is most important is that we are playing the best baseball of the year at the end of the season going into October. Like, that's what we want to do. And I even said, you know, how do you just plan? You can't just plan to play your best baseball, or else everybody would do it. But they have, but whether it is the togetherness that the injuries have caused, maybe it was, you know, guys had injuries early on and now they're not. And I don't know what it is, but they have come together in a way that I didn't expect. Even, you know, when they started benching Castellanos, yeah. I think there was the worry. I specifically had the worry. Well, you bench this guy and he's pissy about it, that could disrupt the entire clubhouse, but it hasn't, you know?
And I think he started to buy into it.
Well,
recently. At the beginning, a little tight, but I think recently he's figured it out. And I think it's Bader. Like, I think Bader having the kind of confidence and cockiness that he has, this team needed it. And the Wheeler injury, we said at the time, you know, that's where the whole burn the boats thing came from.
Yep.
Was, you know, rally around this. Bader, him, Duran. That's the difference.
Pretty good. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
And we ain't gonna forget y'all tried to poo-poo that Bader move either.
I know. Well, I said to Jack yesterday, the worst thing about the Bader acquisition at the time, because I like Harrison Bader and I've liked Harrison Bader, was that I had, like, the Kwan thing seemed like it was real and had my eyes and
disappointed.
Yes, I was disappointed because as soon as they got Bader, to me it meant, oh, they're not getting Kwan now.
Right.
And to have that disappointment, that was unfair of me at the time. But hold on.
Yeah, Corey Columbus, a noted Harrison Bader guy.
Yeah, yeah. Hold
he
on,
knew
Corey.
This whole time he's going to hit 600 against the Mets.
Yeah, hold on. At least I can acknowledge.
Right.
And I do want to say, and this is the truth. Like, I like Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader's a good player. Even previous to him being here, remember, he was on the Yankees when I was up there. He was on the Mets. I'm completely aware of Harrison Bader. And by the way, he's had an outsized effect. Even the good version of Harrison Bader, this is way beyond what I think anybody could have expected. Yeah. But it is, his play is good, and the energy doesn't work if his play isn't good. But both, the combination of it has been awesome.
Could end up like this. See, that's the Malcolm Jenkins thing with me. I wanted T.J. Ward, I wanted Darius Byrd so badly, right? That was the guy I wanted, but they signed Malcolm, and I'm like, oh, man, y'all signed Malcolm. This dude, he's not that good. He couldn't play corner. Then he winds up being one of my favorite players.
Right. And by the way, a centerpiece of the leadership, you know?
Yes.
Not just his play on the field, but who he was to
Eagles
the team.
Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yes, and I think Bader has been, look, we still have the playoffs to go, and he's not gonna hit 600 for the rest of the year, but he's been awesome. But
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'll let you finish, Corey. He could play his way out of here.
Yes. Oh, I think he already. I mean, I don't think there's any way he is picking up that option.
We're not going to resign him?
Well, no, I think they might. Here's
that's what I'm saying. Like,
what is complicated is the 27 season. So he might say to himself, there's not going to be multiple years out there for me because everybody's worried about 27. Here's a guaranteed $10 million. I'll just take it rather than testing the market, ending up with three.
Right.
You know, so I think it's possible, but it's also possible that he is hot all the way through, you know, but even the Dodgers trade for Tommy Edman last year, he was a free agent. They re-signed, right? I think Tommy Edman was a free agent. I think they re-signed him.
I think so.
Yeah, so he could stay. Look, he is...
I just wonder if they're going to pay him.
Yeah.
Well, I think he may be so good that...
I think around the league, they sort of know what... Harrison Bader is 30 years old. Like, they know what Harrison Bader is. So.
Okay.
Anyway, Corey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You good? You know, let y'all get y'all's little thoughts out, you know. But
bro, hey, we appreciate
little
that.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you. For, yeah.
I'm more on the hope side, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've been hurt a lot, you know, throughout the years, and it comes to sports. So I'm always, you know, hope that we're going to do it. So, but I do feel good. The way they play, I was never crying about no rivalry pack. I was never worried about the Mets. I was never worried. I told y'all last week, you know what I'm saying?
This is a lie.
Your rivalry can whoop your ass, and then you can come back and win the chip. I told y'all. Y'all forgot? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You agreed with me on the rivalry pack. You're lying.
I don't think I did. I said, our quarterback would never do nothing.
Yes,
like that.
Right. Right. And
that's
by the way, I
against him doing it.
By the way, Corey, I do not regret one thing I said about the rivalry pack. Yeah.
You know he's not taking that back. Yeah.
No.
That's a bigger thing. You know, I don't care about, but to get on the 2017 Eagles, I do like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, now you talking about you bought in. Everybody was bought in when we beat Minnesota. It's a damn Super Bowl. Like,
well, yeah.
You can't gonna fall off about that because you know me. As, you know, as a lot of people don't want to remember, you know, I was on the Wentz wagon at one time. You know what I'm saying? People don't want, you know, people were trying to act like I wasn't on that side. You know, I was. So, you know, we was all devastated, you know, just like we was on Zach Wheeler. But
yeah, of course.
I'm just nervous about the pitching. You know what I'm saying? I do think, you know, Lizardo, Ranger Suarez, you know, Christopher Sanchez, I do. But it's like, I don't know if it's good enough. We'll see, though. It's been good so far. We'll see when we get to the postseason when you're playing, you know, the same team multiple times.
Well, thank you. Corey, what is next question today? Oh, give us your pet peeve. Pet peeve.
Oh, so listen, y'all might think I'm a weirdo. This is my pet peeve. When you come home, or if you outside, work, wherever, don't be wearing them clothes on my couch. Don't sit on my bed, on my room. You got to change that.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot.
Oh, you go deep with it.
Well, hold on.
Chairs, boogers, don't put that in the chair. And they come in my house and be my wife and my kids, they know. Don't be on my seat with them pants you was at school with.
Hold up.
Wow.
So wait, Corey, because I want to dig into this. Sorry. So if I go to work, I'm wearing jeans, T-shirt, whatever.
Yeah.
And I go over to your house afterwards, or I go over to my, if I'm you and I go to my house, I'm working inside, like whatever. I'm not like, I'm not doing construction. I have to change before I get on the couch?
Yep.
Wow.
You can't. Because, see, people put their face on the couch. People lay down. We watch the game. You know, I can't be having with this guy. You know, some people don't clean. And I don't want what this guy was doing to his
But what about the – hold on. What about your family, though? We're talking about you make your family change?
Yeah, they go – if my wife and kids come home today from work and school, they got to take their clothes off that they would sit and put on their house clothes, change it, and then
what
they
the hell is house clothes?
It got to be washed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's washed, it's good. But don't be putting them clothes. Like, if you get up and go to work, whatever you put on,
right.
Once you come back to this house,
right.
Change them clothes before you start getting on my furniture.
Wow.
You know what? I kind of like it.
That's a little much for me.
Okay, Corey, one more question. So let's say I come home, I change. I'm watching the game a little bit. I take the dogs out for a walk. I return.
See, that's different.
Do I have to change again?
Not because it's outside. Like with me, it's being around the people sitting in the different chairs.
Okay.
All that.
Right.
That's what it is with me.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. That is deep. I'm thinking about adopting it, but the amount of laundry you're gonna have to do. I'm gonna have to have two sets of clothes every day. That's a lot of laundry.
That's a lot
man.
Of laundry, brother.
You know, my water bill is gonna go up.
Yeah.
Electricity bill is gonna go up. I don't know about that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. 215-592-9494. All right. So AJ Brown, we know, we've talked about it. Got one target, you know, the whole game. We're all on AJ watch. You know, what's AJ gonna say? So AJ as of right now seems to be fine. Here's what AJ Brown had to say about his role in the offense.
I got zoned the entire game. I didn't get, which is crazy because none of those things were true. I got zoned the entire game. I didn't get not one single man rep. So obviously there won't be any separation. And I'm not hurried on, and I wasn't a decoy, you know, just kind of how the game went.
So,
good to know.
Yeah, there's a couple things in there. I think it's interesting. So the first thing is, I'm not a decoy. I'm not hurt. All right, good. Good to know. I didn't think he would be a decoy, given he had a hamstring injury. If he had a hamstring injury...
Well, I never bought the decoy thing. Yeah.
Like, he has a hamstring injury. The Eagles aren't going to say, go run around the whole game. You know?
We're not going to throw you the ball.
Yeah. Just run around. That's good to do with an injured hamstring, right? So I didn't believe that. I'm not hurt. Okay. I do think the interesting thing there was him saying, they zoned me the whole time. Of course I'm not going to get any separation. So that is an interesting window into... A lot of teams are going to play zone against the Eagles this year. Jalen has been much better against man than against zone. So, like, they're just going to have to figure out, both Jalen and Kevin Petullo is going to have to figure out, okay, we know we're not going to get AJ isolated on one cornerback down the sideline. We're probably not going to get that. Maybe we'll get lucky. How else do we get AJ Brown the ball? Because they're going to face zone defenses all year long, you know?
Well, especially if it was this effective.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, every defense is going to say, "Well, this is what we should do."
Yes. Oh, we take AJ Brown out, and the whole offense is going to be surrounded by Jalen scrambling. Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Like, most teams are going to take that as opposed to you throwing to AJ Brown.
Of course. We focused on AJ, and rightfully so.
And Devontae, you mentioned.
But Devontae Smith, too.
Yeah, it was both wide receivers.
Yeah, that's my thing. Okay, if they got him boxed in or zoned up or what have you, they're doing the same thing to the other side of the field as well?
Right, right. Like,
and if they are, again, this is a copycat league, so you're going to see this sort of coverage until you prove you can beat it.
Well, and isn't, forgive me, I'm not a football expert, but what I know about, if they're playing a zone to prevent you from beating them long, it means there are spots in that zone where Devontae and AJ can sort of find that spot, sit down in it, you know, get 6-7 yards or whatever, and you start beating that up and down the field, then...
They get out of it.
Yes, then the defense has to do something else. So they just have to be ready for that. There's no way they're not going to face zone all the time.
I agree.
We can talk to Sheil about that coming up at 3 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Hey, no need to wait to buy a brand new Hyundai. No need to wait, not if you're going to Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai, it's always the right time. You don't have to wait for the right time. The current time is the right time. John Ashdale, the car czar, makes it so whenever you go to the brand new showroom in Downingtown that you are getting a fast, easy, better experience to get your brand new Hyundai. Fast because they've got everything on the lot, over 200 brand new Hyundais. Whatever you're looking for, they've probably got it. Maybe you're looking for Palisade. Maybe you're looking for Tucson. They got it. Every brand new Hyundai is coming with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, and they know you might have some challenges. Maybe it's financing, maybe it's budget, maybe it's your trade. Some of the best trade incentives in the business, best financing in the business, that's for everyone, no matter what your credit is. Financing as low as 0%. And as I said, everything fast, easy, better, no hassle. You don't go buy a new Hyundai. You don't want hassle. Colonial is getting rid of the hassle. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com or visit them on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. $6,500 for your trade. Not available on EVs. Offers can't be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Ike and Jack. Best show, radio show in the country.
Oh, in the country. I love it.
Put that on a billboard.
Yeah.
What up, Tasty Cake?
So, how could you not be in a fantastic mood today, Spike? I mean, we got two parades coming our way.
An Eagles parade? You mean a Sixers parade and a Phillies parade?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this, Spike. You know that I'm trying very hard to get healthy, and I'm on a very restrictive diet, and I just got my A1C was 6.2, thank God. But you just gave me a gigantic piece of chocolate fudge cake yesterday when you're telling me Joel Embiid is trim as Ike Reese hitting jumpers from 30 feet. I mean,
look, man,
don't do it to me, Spike.
Look, man, we don't want to do it to ourselves. I'm fighting doing it for myself. And it was only a six-second video. But, you know, 6 seconds sometimes is enough to get you real excited.
Two for two.
The video was, he looked trim. He was not wearing a knee brace.
I listened to every word.
Dude.
Spike, I'm so with you on this. I just want to watch Sixer wins this year.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Just some wins.
I just want to watch.
Don't make Sixer it a hellscape wins. This year. Yeah.
Yep. Sixer wins this year.
So how you feeling about the Phils, Tasty Cake?
I feel tremendous. I feel tremendous about everything, Spike, except 99% of the time I agree with Ike Reese.
Uh-oh.
And Ike influences me.
Okay.
There you go.
But Ike, you and I are going separate ways Saturday night. Because I think you're a big Crawford guy.
Where you going?
I think Canelo's going to beat the hell out of him.
I don't think
I don't think,
in case you guys didn't know.
This boxing.
It's a huge fight coming up this weekend.
Oh, man.
Canelo Alvarez versus Bud Crawford, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Ike, he's stepping up. And now, when you go, I know that.
It's a waste of time talking boxing with these two.
We got a World Series to win. I'm going to boxing. Lock in, Dom.
I'll bet on it. When you were on vacation last summer, Spike and Jack banned me from talking about boxing on the radio.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Well,
there's still order around here.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Ike's
going to get outvoted here.
Ike and I would predict fights all the time on the air, right?
It's horrible.
Yeah, that's
horrible.
Right.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Zero people care.
Nobody.
I love it, Dom. Hey, Bud Crawford, Dom.
But the one thing that I wanted to say.
Yeah, getting back to the Phils, yes.
Yeah, please.
I was never a huge topper guy, but it sure as heck feels like he's pushing every button correctly.
He is, and
I mean,
yeah, it's not all the way. He was never going to change his presentation, right? How he talks, how he is. He's a low.
Never want to be a fiery type manager.
But I think what we were looking for with him is an acknowledgement at some point that, hey, things don't just fix themselves.
Right.
Sometimes you need to press a button here and there. And look, there's going to be times where he's doing this outfield platoon where that outfield goes 0 for 12 and it's going to look like he didn't press the right buttons.
Yep.
But I think his willingness, and I believe that the front office sort of let him do this, but his willingness of sitting Castellanos, he's moved Alec Bohm up and down the lineup. He's moved Stott up and down the lineup based on how they're playing. He's, you know, he put Bryce at leadoff, even though he probably didn't want to. I'm sure Kyle Schwarber wants to hit leadoff. He's not hitting leadoff. Like, he is doing what is in the best interest of the team. And for a team that says they want to win, they have to respect that. And I think they have, you know? Yeah.
Can I ask you one quick question about the first inning?
Jack? No problem.
Just one question. Okay. The guy hits two guys, right? He can't get the ball over the plate. You got bases. Why is Marsh swinging at the first pitch?
Yeah, it drives me nuts when guys do that.
He struck out on so many bad pitches.
Yeah, I know.
Let the guy throw strikes.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes I think to myself, now I'm a big let him walk you. I say that all the time. Let him walk you. However, if a guy is hot, like Marsh is, and you say,
base is loaded,
you say, hey, dial in on one pitch. And if you get that one pitch that you're looking for, go ahead. In the spot that you're looking for it, go ahead and swing away. Because you do that, all of a sudden, you know, they ended up with two runs that inning. All of a sudden, you end up with six runs that inning. Game's over after one. I hear you. But I can also see the argument for if he gets the pitch he was looking for, let him take a hack at it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know,
yeah, I feel bad sometimes because Jack puts up with me, but in an extra inning game, Spike, behind the curtain kind of thing, extra inning game, that guy on second, when they don't move him to third because they don't lay one down,
yep.
I text Jack every friggin' time, poor Jack, because I don't –
Well, yeah.
Well, it's
yeah, and they never do it.
Yeah, well, because if you're an away team, they view it as you want to score more than one run because they think it's easy to get one.
I agree.
Run.
If you're the home team, it's different.
Yeah,
it's already a tie game. Run
yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. By the way, we lost Tasty Keith there. I wanted to ask him his pet peeve, but we didn't get Tasty Keith. Yeah, well.
You know what my pet peeve is?
What?
Boxing talk on the ring.
Oh, jeez. Leading with boxing talk. Tasty Keith.
It's going to be a great fight Saturday, man.
You know what the problem with I would watch the fight.
And it's on Netflix.
Oh, so really? It's free.
So it's free, yeah. Okay. It's on Netflix.
Well, you do pay for Netflix.
Well, yeah, yes. But you don't have to pay. It's not $100.
You pay for cable, too, and you still pay an extra $100 for a damn fight.
Yeah, the fact that it's just on yes. is not the way I grew up thinking about boxing.
Big fights, yeah.
So the thing is, we're the same age.
Yep.
I grew up in a great era of boxing, mm-hmm. you know, from when I was young, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, then through the Tyson thing and Holyfield.
That was the greatest middleweight era.
Yeah, Roy Jones Jr. Yep. Like, there was a lot of great boxers. So I would love for boxing to be... I would love for boxing to be part of my life. Dude, the fight not coming on to 11:30 sometimes. I can't.
Yeah. I got a big night. That's a big Saturday, man.
Is there a football game?
Good college matchups.
Okay.
Michigan State, USC.
The game starts
at 11.
11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Get out.
Out in Los Angeles. Are
Get
you kidding me?
Get out of here.
I'll be up, though.
Oh, yeah?
Well.
Well, I'll be up watching the fight.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, catch the game afterwards.
Yeah, that's easily, though, if I know, like... That's like a little nap, a little cat nap at what, oh, seven?
Without question, about seven.
Oh, there you go. Now, what do you do, 2 hours? Hour?
Yeah, okay. 2 hours, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck?
See how this one goes?
Hey, look, we got a big fight this weekend, baby.
No, stop.
That's right, Chuck. That's right.
Bud Crawford, you know what I mean, moving up 3 weight division, Spike, to fight Canelo Alvarez.
Well, that's dangerous.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, well, it is. I always wanted, you know, what did Roy Jones Jr. ever fight light heavyweight?
Yes.
He did. And, like, it's tough when you're moving up weight classes like that.
It is.
Yeah.
Trust me, it is. But see, the thing about it, if anybody can shock the world, it's Bud Crawford. His IQ in the ring, he can fight southpaw, and he's orthodox.
That's
and you know
right.
What? Canelo tried to bring in Boots Ennis. He tried to bring in Boots Ennis to try to shadow what Terrence Crawford do, right? But see, Boots gets hit a lot. You know, he's not Terrence Crawford. You know what I mean? And he's a great fighter. He's a good fighter, but he's not Terrence Crawford.
No, we're gonna have to.
I love it, Chuck.
No,
I'm listening to
we're
it.
Gonna, no.
These two are haters, man.
You want to talk about Embiid? Go ahead. We can't do that.
I'd rather talk Flyers, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a huge fight. You guys got
it's not a huge
it,
fight. It's not a huge fight.
It is a huge fight.
To who?
To us.
It is. Listen, I got actually a fight party, right? Now, listen, I got some wings coming.
Oh, my God. But listen, you shouldn't have wings at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, well, I'm being poor. I mean, you know, I tried to call to get my snack yesterday, right? I'm not going to waste my time on that loser. Embiid's a loser. I'm not wasting my time with him. You know what I mean? You know what it is. You know, he's giving you a Ben Simmons, you know, type of video, and you're going to fall for that. We're not doing that. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Well, I fell for it.
You know,
yeah. It's what it is.
But listen, I gave y'all in yesterday. You guys wouldn't take my call because you thought I was going to yell about Embiid. But listen, I tried to get
you didn't take your
snack.
Call because you called 3 minutes before the show
yeah,
ended.
Yeah, and it said Embiid on the thing. Like, I asked Jack. I said, do we have time? Jack said, we don't have time.
We had the top five. We had the text line. Come on. Yeah. Come on, Chuck.
Jack is too quick on the trigger finger when you're trying to get you the topic that a person called for.
I don't need to talk to you.
We didn't have time.
I understand where you're coming from.
We didn't have time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
This weekend is a huge weekend for me as far as sports go, right? And don't dim my light, okay? We got the fight. We got the Eagles in Kansas City coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Phillies in a big weekend this weekend. And listen, Harrison Bader, I tell you, he should be the starting center going forward. Nobody should be – he, you know, give him a contract extension. You know, this guy brought fire, you know, to this team. This lineup, he's a good guy, man. That guy is a good player. You hear me? And I tell you, here's the thing, right, with them. Now that I've seen how their pitching is with the Phillies, right, their pitching is going to get them to the World Series. See, I thought when they lost Wheeler that it was it. But see, now Sanchez and the way Suarez just pitched and then the way Knowles just pitched, you know, it brings me a boat of confidence. And then that his bullpen is rounding out into form. You know what I mean? And you know, I know you guys like to think I don't know baseball.
Oh, you sound, man, you know baseball.
We would never say that.
You know baseball.
We would never say that.
The Jackson elitist.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Like I said, Jack's the only one trying to pretend no baseball in April. I don't talk baseball in April. Give me the right hair, and I'm Philly out. You know what I mean? I'm Philly out. You know what I mean?
I feel
these guys, I'm telling you, you know, in the Mets, you know what? They might be cheating. You know, Spike, you kind of said something yesterday. I kind of was thinking, you know, they need to probably investigate what's going on. Like, listen, let me ask you this, though, right?
Yep.
If they were cheating, well, I mean, were they loading bats? I mean, were they taking signals? I mean, what are they doing in Citi Field that they're not doing here?
So, I don't know. I don't think they're doing any of the old school cheating where they're, you know, corking bats and they're.
No.
But like.
It's tough with PitchCom to, like, relay signs because it's all in your ear.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they must have something somewhere. Like, their home road splits just don't make any sense. The wins and losses, they don't make any sense. So I don't know. I don't know. Now, if they don't make the playoffs, Chuck, and if they don't play well enough at home to even make the playoffs, I'll probably just drop it. But if they do make the playoffs, there's just not a lot of history of playoff teams doing what they have done with the home road split. So I think they might be cheating.
Well, listen, I think so, too. But listen, here's the thing, though, right, about the Eagles. I'm jumping the Eagles real quick, right? I don't expect every game that I pick that they win this year, I'm picking them by a touchdown or less, you know, and I'm hoping that they can win enough games to get a home field advantage and get us, you know, get on fire and and make a run to the Super Bowl.
A touchdown or less? Why?
Yeah, because they went ugly. That's just how they win. And I don't want to hear the excuse, you know, it's a zone cover. No, because here you go, right? You know, see with Jalen Hurts, right? And like, I like Jalen. Don't get me wrong. I like Jalen. But here's the thing with Jalen, right? When he goes up against a defense, they got linebackers, and they're not stupid enough like Dallas to play man all game. You know, he's going to run into a problem. See, when he's getting Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown involved, it opens up Saquon. You know what I mean? I need for A.J. and Devontae to get targeted. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm not saying nothing bad about the guy. I just need him to get targeted. I don't know how long he can just run around and make magic happen. And those plays you should save for later in the year anyway because, you know, your body is going to tax your body, man.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean?
No, he can't do that every game what he did last Thursday.
No. Yeah, he'll get hurt. He'll get hurt. All right, Chuck. Chuck, what's your pet peeve? Give us a pet peeve for next question.
My pet peeve is, you know, when somebody goes to the gas station and they pump your gas. They want to pump your gas in Jersey. I want to pump my own gas. You know what I mean? So when I go to Jersey,
that's a law.
My gas, I want to pump my own gas. You know what I mean? I don't want you touching my gas tank. You know what I mean? That's one of my pet peeves I don't like.
Wow.
Let me pump my own gas.
Okay.
It's old. It's too old. It's played out.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And the perfect snack is pork rinds and beer. Pork rinds. Y'all didn't pork rinds.
Oh, the TV, TV snack. Okay. Yeah. All right, Chuck.
Yeah, pork rinds.
Pork rinds and beer. Yep.
Is beer a snack?
Beer's not a snack. Beer's a drink. Yeah.
It's got calories.
The pork rind is a snack.
The pork rinds is a snack.
The beer is just there to drink. Yeah. Yes. You know what pork rinds are?
Yeah, like kind of. What I mean, it's...
It's like a chip, but it's pork.
Yeah, but it's like, But they're like thick. Almost air. Like not much in them,
puffy. Yeah, they fry them.
But
they
is there pork in it?
Yes, it's,
yeah,
it's pork.
Or just pork flavored fried thing.
No, it's pork.
Yeah. It's pork.
Not much pork, though.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chuck's pet peeve is all of New Jersey's law.
We call them skins.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's what we call pork rinds?
Yeah, we call them skins.
No, I never heard that.
I don't know why I said yes. Because
it's pig skin.
Yeah,
we call them skins.
Yeah, Jack's like,
that's what we do. You're right.
Yeah. You didn't. Sheil Kapadia joins us next. I want to talk to Sheil about. So A.J. Brown said, well, they zoned us up. That's why there was no separation. Well, what do the Eagles do? You know, how do they get those guys the ball? We will talk to Sheil Kapadia. Sheil, good perspective on all the league, too. So I'm sure he watched all the tape from the Chiefs as well. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.